gosh.
Hey, dude, you ready? Clear, you ready? Let go. Spazzing out, say they acting out. Here we go again, cashing out. Hey, what's happening now? This is no pretend. Wednesday, get it in day. Time to act a fool, get it straight. Go and get your bait. All you have to do, turn it a verse. Forget what you heard. Them boys put in work. Opinions or durs. Turn it a verse. Forget what you heard. Them boys put in work. Opinions or durs.
What's up, everybody? This is Opinions Over Hors D'oeuvres, recording live from the Finish Your Food Network right here on the East Coast in South Carolina. And we're bringing you today, this is your host, Charles Clay.
Washed FM.
What's up, man? What's good, my boy?
What's up, bro? How you?
I can't complain, man. What you got going on today?
Man, well, I'm fucking here with your ass, so I got a lot going on, obviously.
It's lit, you know what I mean? This is a good weekend, you know what I mean? They laying the lovely Aretha Franklin to rest, and the show is actually pretty lit.
It's pretty lit right now, bro. She had 100 pink Cadillacs, dog. I could have barely afforded one car, and she's got 100 Cadillacs.
That's crazy. I heard she ain't had no wheel, though.
Low key, bro. She got the most lit, wet funeral in human history, but she ain't leave none of her family any money.
You gotta go out with a bang, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I need somebody to bury me in a BMW like the African dude.
That's lit. I don't want to get buried, you know what I'm saying? Just burn my shit and then just like scatter me across like the Chattahoochee River or some shit like that.
See, I need me to come back out the grave whenever that time comes. You know what I mean?
Hell
I need me to push the door.
Bro, I'm going to live until 136 years old, bro. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be motherfucking tired by that point.
Understood, man. I understood. So how's everything been going, man? We've been slack. I want to apologize to everybody. We've been enormously busy. I won't even say we've been slack, man. We've been really busy. So we haven't recorded as much as we were supposed to. Or even dropping content as much as we were supposed to. Man, we've been extremely busy. We've been doing a lot of searching and a lot of shit trying to get done as far as business-wise, personal-wise. And we've just been running the table up.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been doing shit. Cleveland busy as fuck.
So it's my fault.
I don't want to throw you under the bus, but my nigga, I've been catching up on hella TV shows lately.
Which I have not. I haven't watched TV.
Hey, you watch Hard Knocks?
I have not yet.
Hard Knocks is good.
You actually watch Hard Knocks?
I
wouldn't even believe you would watch Hard Knocks. I don't even see you watching football.
I don't like football, but Hard Knocks is lit.
I believe it. I definitely got to go check it out then if you think it's lit.
Yeah, it's lit, man. It is lit.
I feel you. But yeah, it's been tough, man. So I apologize. I take the rap. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm not taking blame for shit.
I've been slack. You know what I mean? I've been doing a number of different things just trying to get some stuff going on. Been out here searching and soul searching, trying to deal with different shit. So I think I deserve the apology. You know what I mean? So I apologize. But we back on it, and we're going to come better. Better than ever. It was only like, what, 10 days?
12 Low days? Low key, it ain't even been that long.
It's been like 12 days.
It ain't even been that long. But we got to feed the streets, you know?
Yeah, it's been like 12 days. In our opinion, our hors d'oeuvre of choice today is some dry ass chicken.
Hold on. It wasn't dry.
Why wasn't it dry? Tell the people why it wasn't dry.
All right, so Clee got some country ass shit going on in here, bro. I open up a microwave and I see a cup of water in there. I've never seen this before. And he was like, yo, if you put a cup of water in the microwave with your food, it's going to absorb all the moisture or some shit like that. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and try it. I ain't going to knock it till I try it. And Slick, that was some of the best chicken I ever had in my life.
Exactly. Your shit was not tough, right?
That shit wasn't tough.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell everybody, that shit works.
You know what I mean?
But that's his hors d'oeuvre choice today. But I went to my favorite Friday spot, which is Chick-fil-A. And I want you guys to know, if you're an avid Chick-fil-A fan, if you have the app, you get free chicken nuggets all month. So get the app and go get you some free chicken nuggets, man. I don't see why you wouldn't download the app just for free nuggets. You know what I mean? But if you got the app, you get free chicken nuggets, man. So go get that all month. Like, so you got plenty of time. You're not going to miss it all month. This is happening all month, man.
Yeah. I don't really be eating Chick-fil-A like
you
that.
You whack, bro. You don't eat Chick-fil-A. You don't eat breakfast. Like, Bro, you eat yogurt, like...
Everybody eats yogurt. Everybody.
Nobody fucking eat yogurt.
Everybody eats yogurt.
Oh, no, it's avocado.
Oh, it's an avocado. Thanks.
Nobody eats yogurt, bro. Like, dead ass. That's just top five trashes.
Bro, you're not going to get into heaven with that attitude.
Man, you're right. You're right.
Bro, you just got to try yogurt just, like, for a solid week straight.
I ate a Go-Gurt last week.
Did you like it?
It was frozen. It tastes like a popsicle.
That's like yogurt.
Nah, bro.
It's like, nah. I'm gonna be eating frozen yogurt, bro.
Nah, bro. You know what I mean? So what has happened recently? John McCain has passed away. Big salute to one of the greatest, I would say, Republicans out there. You know what I mean? Big salute. He was a fun guy.
You're straight. I had no beef with him.
Aretha Franklin passed away. Angelina Jolie is 76 pounds.
I was about to say, Angelina Jolie died. When did this shit happen?
Angelina Jolie 76 pounds, you know what I mean? Brad Pitt putting her through the burner, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that nigga ruining Brad her life.
He ruining her life out there, but.
Bruh, that is alien, man.
You know what I'm saying? If you know a little bit about myself, you know what I mean? Angelina Jolie was like my top five actress for a long time. My number one actress, you know what I mean? I just thought she was the greatest. I thought she was the finest white woman ever. You know what I mean? I think it had a lot to do with her lips and the dimple in her lip. So I'm going to let her have that. But at this point, at 76 pounds, I can't even imagine her being cute. So, but that has happened.
I'm going to have to see the nudes. I can't go that far yet.
Kanye told everybody Drake sent him the purple demon emojis. Whenever he was upset, and so
and Drake went on Instagram and dropped the purple
demon emoji.
Yeah.
With the laughing. So that happened as well. What else happened while we were going in on our hiatus? What happened? Trump did some foolishness.
Travis Scott dropped the album. Do we talk about that? Travis Scott and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Travis did drop. Nicki did drop an album and went bananas on a few tracks.
Went fucking crazy. No, it went crazy in real life.
Crazy on Twitter and shit. Yeah. So that did happen as well.
Yo, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Right. It did. Meek Mill gave backpacks to 6,000 students.
And for fun fact, he dropped a collection today on Puma. And if you brought a piece of the collection, you get free download to his next album.
It's lit, but...
I got four passes, so just let me know if y'all need a copy of the
album. And I fucks with it, too, but he got everybody the same exact backpack. 6,000 students, same exact backpack. I mean, people are going to be stealing the hell out of them motherfuckers.
Low key.
Hey, bro, I thought that was my backpack. Like,
low key.
Don't put nothing in that bitch but a notebook. Niggas ain't doing no work in
class.
Put
your book back down, it's for rap, bro.
Exactly. 6,000 students, same exact backpack.
Low key.
Same exact backpack. What else happened? Serena Williams got backlash for wearing her cat suit last year.
Yo, people are so fucking disrespectful.
Well,
bro.
They
need to put some respect on her name, yo. She's the greatest icon living.
And they got them videos of her as a kid. Got them videos as a kid growing up, like playing tennis. And those shits are really iconic. Those shits are really touching. Yeah. Like her pops, like telling the media dude, like, stop questioning her and shit. That shit's epic.
I think the most OG, like, gangster shit was her pulling up in a tutu. She was like, oh, I can't wear a black cat suit? Fuck, I'm going to give y'all punk asses this tutu and serve y'all.
Facts. And then I hate it. Like, I hate that she faced her sister today. So she got to face her sister. So we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah.
I hate they always got to compete each other.
You just imagine how crazy shit is. Like, you are so good in your family is so good in your sport. That you have to face your sibling, and whoever wins that shit is basically going to win the whole entire tournament.
But see, the thing is, what they do is, like, it's honestly racism,
yeah,
too, at its finest, because
they don't want to see them both in the...
They always put them in the same side of the bracket, like, instead of putting them on separate sides so they could possibly be two black women in the finals, you know what I mean? Yeah. They always put them on the same side, bullshit. But hey, you know what I mean? That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
What else happened?
Obama is still out there living his best fucking life.
He is. He most definitely
Let's take a moment of silence for him abandoning us.
And we're back.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're back. What else happened? Shit, I feel like I'm missing something. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm missing some good stuff. Whatever. But hey, it's been a very interesting week lately, man.
Yeah, it really has.
You know what I'm saying? How's your journey been, man?
My journey has been up and down. It's been very wild. I think that everybody who knows me knows that I'm a very impulsive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at this point, like, career wise, where it's like I need to make a move or whatever.
Right.
And you know, like, I just think that I'm 25 years old and I'm not getting any younger. So I just feel like I'm at this point where I should just like take leaps and risk and just like just jump out there.
You should, man. That's why you.
I don't have nothing to lose.
That's how you gonna get the bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta jump out there and grab the parachute.
Yeah, yeah.
You might fall and break a leg or two.
Hey, listen.
I'm here. I got you. I got you.
Somebody will pick me up and that leg will heal.
I got you.
I've been reaching out to, I guess what's really crazy about it is like, I've been doing a lot of impulsive shit my whole entire life. But then I just been asking people like, yo, like I'm about to make this move. I'm not asking for help, but like if I needed support or whatever, would you hold me down? Everybody's like, most definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's really been encouraging me to, you know, make better decisions, but like not be more impulsive, be less impulsive and just, you know, just make wiser steps and be more calculated.
Right. And what you saying that, man, like just basically like reaching out to people, like on my busy, feel like the busiest 3 weeks of my life and most all over 3 weeks of my life. A lot has been going on and I feel like a lot of people been like, I may ask sometimes, but I feel like a lot of people have been trying to give me information or even, like, give me advice or even, like, give me stuff that I need to do. Or if I ask them or try to guide me in a direction that may get the job done the best way that they think or whatever. And I've come to, like, the God-honest realization. I came to this realization, but I've come to the biggest realization that I hate advice. Like, dead ass, like, I don't give a fuck who it's from. I don't give a fuck how it's presented. I don't give a fuck if that motherfucker text to me or that motherfucker said to me, that motherfucker in a voicemail. Like, I don't give a fuck if that bitch sent that bitch out in an email. I don't give a fuck if it's a meme on a motherfucker page that don't even know me, bro. Bro, I hate advice, bro. And I've always been one to not even ask for advice and even ask for other people's opinions. But recently, like, I felt like I've been doing some business stuff that I felt like I need other opinions, or I felt like I need somebody to tell me, hey, this is a little bit better than this situation, or this way is this way. And I realized, bro, I hate advice.
Like, I agree with you. Like,
shit is whack.
I hate advice because first and foremost, I feel like I know everything. I'm not even gonna lie about that. Like, I absolutely feel like if I know anything, I've probably spent 10,000 hours worth of research before I've actually been like, okay, I know this officially. So that's me. That's one aspect. And two, like, I love general advice. So if I just go to a random person on the street and be like, hey, you're young, you know what I'm saying? You're 25. You need to worry about your stocks and investments and look up this stuff. I'm like, all right, cool. I would have never thought of that. Yeah. But as far as me actually going out and being like, yo, here's what's going on right now. I'm having this major issue and this problem right here, and I don't know what to do. And then somebody comes out and be like, oh, well, you should definitely do this. You should definitely do that. I don't really like that because 9 times out of 10, people just want to be heard and then want to be like,
people want to project themselves.
Yes, yeah, project themselves onto you. So, like, if they want to be a part of your success. So, if you absolutely are successful in this, they're like, hey, man, I had your back. Rise it.
I put you there.
Yeah. But then once you fail, they're fucking MIA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They are nowhere to be found. You know, they don't want to take any type of accountability. They don't want to be like, man, I definitely gave you the wrong advice. Like, it's always like, oh, man, I just threw that out there. It's not my fault that you took it and it didn't work out. Nigga, what? We had a 3-day conversation about this whole entire topic. Now you ain't assisting me.
Well, you're dead ass, man. And I feel that, you know what I mean? Let's talk about it. We might as well talk about this for the day. I feel what you're saying as far as like you feel as if you know a lot of things or even everything. I feel like Google got all the answers I need. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I gotta walk it. I'm a walking Google, because I'm definitely a Googler at heart. Like, oh, for real? All right, let me Google that shit. Oh, I don't believe that shit? Let me Google that shit. I ain't gonna say Google don't fucking lie sometimes, but I'm with Google. You know what I mean? I'm definitely with Google 100%. But from my experience, man, like, it's tough to. I feel like for me, it's just tough to hear somebody, what somebody else thinks that you should do when they aren't you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's tough for me even to, like, it's already tough for me to even say, like, yo, like, what you think about this. But for you to offer some shit I ain't asked you for, like, that shit really just, like, grinds my gears. Like, motherfucker, I ain't asked you for no advice. I ain't asked you for your opinion. Like, if anything, I said this just to say this shit. And I ain't ask you how you feel about this shit. I just needed to say that shit and speak it into existence.
Yeah, that's one thing about some things. Like, I don't think people realize, like, not everything warrants a response. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just want to vent and just, like, let some thoughts out and just, like, let shit run, you know?
Right.
Like, some people just speak just want to speak just to speak.
Right.
You know? And that's absolutely necessary sometimes. But then once you start interjecting, like, you can't disseminate that, and then you start interjecting your opinion and shit, that's when shit gets warped.
That shit's whack. That's when that shit gets, like, hella whack and, like, bro, like, stop telling me what to do. It becomes, like, not even advice. It just becomes, like, telling me what the fuck to do. So, oftentimes, like, the shit just sucks. You know what I mean? Like, bro, stop telling me what to do, bro, if I fight you. Like, get the fuck out of my business. Like, you're going too far. You know what I mean? So, the toughest thing, like I said, what I want to ask, like, so, do you feel like any advice you've gotten recently, or I'm going to say recently, has been good advice for you? Or even helpful advice?
I haven't really been open to advice per se, because, like, I feel like I'm at a point where I just need to live my life. You know what I'm saying? I just got to live and die by my mistakes, you know?
Right.
So I really haven't been, like, unless it's, like, some absolutely crazy shit, like, some off-the-wall stuff that's really been burning my mind, I just let shit fly, you know?
I feel you.
But I could just give you some overall shit, you know what I'm saying? Like my dad, me and my dad are extremely close, you know what I'm saying? We had to get to a point to get to the closest, but I basically tell him everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's the kind of person where I can just tell him some shit and he's going to offer his advice no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
And, I think all pops like that.
Yeah. I don't fucking know why. Like, they act like they made me or something. But yeah, like, he gives me a lot of advice, and it just didn't strike me until recently that, I mean, I love my dad, but a lot of his advice was wrong, you know?
Listen, I fucking hate my pop's advice. And this nigga means the best at all times.
Yes.
He try to mean
yes.
the best. Don't fucking hate that nigga advice. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he really, like, all his advice is some shit that's like 1960, 70 advice.
Yes.
Like, pops, that shit don't relate no more. But it don't even matter. And it's crazy. It's crazy because I catch myself up there mentioning some shit to this nigga. And know he gonna have some shit to say.
Exactly.
And I can verbatim, like, say what he's gonna say before I even say anything. And I still listen to the shit like, pops, no, that shit don't work like that. And then he go on his whole spiel about something else that, like, no, man, like, You mean good, but your advice is trash.
Exactly,
I cannot go
bro.
About it
exactly,
like that.
Bro.
Niggas do not move like that. Bitches don't move like that. Money don't move like that no more. Like, stop telling me that shit. Now, some shit might be accurate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, when he tells me I need to get off my phone and do some other shit, now that shit is some accurate advice.
Yeah.
Or he tells me, like, son, you need to do this, like, because you spending too much money here. That's some accurate shit.
Yeah.
But anything other than that, bro, like, pop. No, bro, you do not have a fucking clue. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna fucking act like he know, and he might think he know, he might actually know, but that shit grinds me the fuck up. Like, damn, I fucked up and mentioned this shit. Like, shit, I fucked up. Like,
bro,
I shouldn't have
said shit.
Parents
need to go ahead and get that iOS update, bro.
I shouldn't have said shit. And it's just my pocket. My mom don't offer me any advice at all.
My mom don't give me any
like,
advice.
Like, if I say something to my mama, she'll just be like, okay. And I'm kind of the similar way, too, unless somebody, like, specifically ask me for advice, and some people do, but I'm kind of the same way sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, all right, whatever, like, that's what you choose to do? Yeah. All right, for sure. Now her ass will fuck around and tell my pops later, he'll call me later and be like, oh, so you doing this, your mom said this, I think you should, hell no, I ain't tell you that shit because I ain't want to hear this shit, you feel me? Like,
yeah, when I talk to my mom, she always starts off, like, when we have a conversation, she always starts like, I know you're not going to listen to me. But I'm going to tell you this. I mean, by the end of the conversation, she's like, you're not going to do that shit, right? I'm like, you know me. You know what's going on. That's, you know, I'm going to do my thing. But I appreciate you, though. Bro, but my dad, like, it's like, his word, he thinks his word is law. But now we gotten to the point, like, I told him some shit the other day. So off the wall shit, I know for a fact he didn't agree with anything I said. I was talking for like a solid 10 minutes. And I was like, at the end of the conversation, I was like, bro, I know you don't agree with none of this shit, do you? He's like, not at all, but I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing. And I feel like that was the most progress I've ever made in my life.
Me and my pops get to the point now where if we debating about some shit, he'll say everything you want to say. I say everything, and he'll be like, matter of fact, son, it don't even matter. Go ruin your life.
Your dad hurt.
Like, what you asking me for anyway? What you asking me for anyway? And I'd be like, Pop, I honestly didn't ask you, bro. I just wanted to let you know what I was moving on, what I had going on, where I was spending my money at, like, so you could know. Like,
it's about to look real wild out here, Pops, you know what I'm saying? I don't need you asking no questions.
I just want to let you know, just in case I need you to bail me out. I just want to keep it on your radar. You know what I mean? I ain't asked for no advice. I wanted to keep this shit on your radar just in case I fuck up big time. You know what I mean? I might fuck up a little bit, but just because I fuck up big time, I might need you to bail me out. Like,
is funny as shit, So I don't know. I really and truly, like, I have like a solid three people that I can call at any point and be like, yo, listen to this crazy ass shit.
So who do you think? So I would ask, who do you think give the best advice in your life?
You give the worst, but we're gonna go ahead and just knock you out. But I ask you everything. I just gotta
figure
out. You're solid, like a solid 12%.
Wow.
But I feel like it's a rite of passion. I have to, because I've been depending on you for so much. I gotta go to you first and be like, yo, all right, Clee, this is what the fuck going on?
It depends. It depends on subject shit. Cause
yeah, it depends on the subject, bro.
If you would have asked that question about the little boy and the girl that old boy asked us the other day.
Yeah.
But that's strictly how I feel. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta keep that shit to yourself. Yeah. Like, don't tell nobody, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's definitely how
I think it's all situational stuff. But a lot of I try to ask, like, I'm really not gonna ask shit in general unless that shit's really burning my mind. And then if I do that, I'm gonna go directly like to at least two or three of my top people.
I got you.
So I don't want to put them out there and say specifically who, but it's not my parents, but it's only like my close friends. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and I never call you and ask you shit.
I got you. I would honestly say I don't even have a fucking clue who I would say gives me the best advice, because I really don't ask for advice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I do anything, I say some shit that I'm already in motion of doing just to see how people feel about the shit. And if niggas' eyes get wide, I'll be like, oh, this might be the wrong way. I might be moving the wrong way with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be like, nah, that ain't shit ain't really happening, man. I'm just talking trash. You
know? Yeah, just talking about my ass.
I'm just bull driving, you feel me? And then I got to make the adjustment, you feel me? But I don't know. So I don't have, like, I would say I don't have a top person. Only person, like I say, outside of my pops, like, that even just offer me, like, advice is nobody. Unless it's, like, some random motherfuckers or, like, people I've been, like, this last 3 weeks. And them motherfuckers ain't even damn people I generally talk to enough to even get the shit from.
Yeah.
Like. So I would say I don't even have a top. You know what I mean? I probably need a fucking top. I probably need a mentor to be 100 with you.
Yeah.
As far as business wise going, I probably need a counselor as far as personal shit go. Yeah. You feel me? Probably
that's
need both of those.
Definitely necessary.
I probably need to solicit both of those. You know what I'm saying? So if you know a good counselor, let me know if you're listening. And if you know a good mentor that want to like raise a young Charles up to be a multimillionaire within the next 2 years, let me know as well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely down to shoot. Let's say jump on a nigga coattail and ride it to the top. Let a nigga give me the tools and I put them to work, you feel me? But nah, dead ass though. I probably need both of those though.
Do you have a, on the flip side, do you have people who consistently call you and ask you for your personal advice and your thoughts and opinion?
All the fucking time. All the fucking time. And I don't know if it's just because like I'm easy to talk to some people, but all the fucking time. People call me and tell me shit I don't even want to know. Like, yo, bro, I don't want to know that shit. Like, yeah. And I'm like, what you think about this?
Making the block hot, boy.
Right. Like, what you think about this, Clee? Like, I'm like, bro, to be 100 with you, I don't know. I wouldn't do that shit like that. But your boy, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, honestly, I don't know. Like, I'm big time saying I don't know how you should handle some shit. But I definitely tell you, like, yo, but if it was me, I'd do this shit like this. Like, if I had $500 million, bro, I wouldn't buy that car. Yeah. I'd definitely pay my student loans first. Like, so I definitely try to give up the best advice possible. Most realistic advice. I'm a realistic person, so I definitely try to get the most realistic shit. Like, hey, she might leave you if you say this shit. But she might not. Yeah. So you gotta roll the dice this time. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think I'm very logical with my stuff because it's just like I can't. It's hard for me to put myself in people's shoes. So I'm just like, all right. So just logically thinking about this situation, you know what I'm saying? Like if you throw this apple up, there's a strong chance it may come back down and hit you in the face. You know what I'm saying? But it's weird though. Like I don't know what it is about me, but I always have like at least once or twice a week, there's always somebody who I haven't talked to in years will randomly call me and just ask me for, like, some super in-depth, like, personal shit
right.
and advice and stuff. And I'm just like, bro, first and foremost, you didn't even ask me how the last 10 years have been. You know what I'm saying? A lot has happened since the last time I talked to you. But then you want this advice that can potentially, like, make or break you and stuff. And I'm just like, damn. I mean, I feel good that you're calling me, but shit, nigga, like, I ain't even got myself together like that to be helping other people.
And that's what people do to me, too, sometimes. I don't have to talk to them for a long time. And they hit me, I'm like, yo, what's up, Clee? How you been? I'm like, I'm good. How about you? And then that as soon as I say, how about you? Then the rent comes. Yeah. You know what I mean? They didn't tell me they got a new job. They moved to Florida. They doing all this. They think about transitioning jobs. Like, what do I think is a good fit? But honestly, I don't even know you. Like, I have no idea what the fuck a good fit is. But I would say do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
We had a place and time in our life. Do what makes you happy.
You can just do whatever you want, bro.
Let me know how that shit goes.
Unless you got kids, bro. If you got kids, man, take care of them babies. All right? Sometimes, you know, you have to be selfless, you know?
I'm going to give all my kids the same haircut.
Yeah.
The girls and boys, I'm going to name them all Charles, like George Foreman.
For real.
Dress them all up together. Dress them all up together.
Hey, I'm telling you, my first child is going to be named Dylan, bro. Either boy or girl, I do not give a fuck. Don't give a... Hey, to my future unborn child listening to this shit in the future, sorry.
Sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's gonna be ugly too. You got a daughter named Dylan ain't bad for.
I met a girl named Dylan in high school. She had a fat butt.
Ooh, she had a big booty.
She had a butt. She wasn't a butterface, but she had a big butt though.
I feel you. Butt gets you a lot farther nowadays than it did in high school.
Let me see what she looking
ooh,
like.
Oh shit! You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. On top of that.
I'm sorry to everyone. My allergies are acting up. So if you hear me sniffling in the background.
Yeah, he got that smoker's cough, too.
Don't disrespect me, all right? That's what's going on.
He got the smoker's cough. But so let me ask you this. Can you tell when somebody's giving you advice off of knowledge or just talking out their ass all the time?
Definitely. Like, sometimes you just got to throw... Sometimes, like, you just got to, like, test the waters out there and just see what people want to give you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can know that somebody is not an expert in this field whatsoever. You know what I'm saying?
Does that say something about their character or does that...
I don't think it says nothing about their character because, like, at the end of the day, everybody wants to feel needed. You know what I'm saying? Right. It doesn't matter. That's human nature. Everybody's going to want to feel needed about something, especially when it's, like, something to help better somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I find myself doing shit like that sometimes. Like, I don't be... Like, sometimes I don't be knowing what the fuck going on.
Let me do this shit real quick.
Yeah, let me go ahead, like, oh, shit, bro. Like, I honestly really don't know, but because you're coming to me, I'm going to take a conscious effort. I'm going to make a conscious effort to go out and, you know, to try and figure this shit out for you.
Right. I feel that shit. I don't know. I try my best not to. I try to give the most generic fucking advice as possible so that shit don't come back on me. Like, yo, Clee, you fucked my life up. Or, Clee, you did this shit. Like, I try to get the most generic advice, unless I know for facts. Now, you know what I mean? If you ask me specific, particular things about certain things, I'll be like, yeah, bro, that ain't right. Or, yeah, bro, that shit not the way to go.
Oh, she glowed up.
She
glowed up.
She a damn.
Oh, those ain't hers. Those ain't hers, bro. And hey, we're looking
got
at
fake boobs.
We're looking at the Dylan that I went to high school with.
She a porn star, yo.
I don't think she a porn star, but she up there. Okay.
And she was a cheerleader.
Oh, let me go ahead and double tap. that high school reunion coming up, ain't it?
Let me go ahead and start poking now. Let me go ahead and start liking pictures and shit now.
Okay, all right. I see what's going on.
Well, okay, she's straight, though.
Yeah. All right, back to what we were saying.
Okay, she's straight. But yeah, so, you know what I mean? So it's always tough, you know what I mean? Like, and I can tell when a motherfucker just giving me some, like, doo-doo-ass response, like, doo-doo-ass, like, advice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was talking to this guy shit yesterday, and this nigga was sitting here rambling on and on and on and on, like, dead ass just fucking rambling. I'm like, bro, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, yo, get the fuck off my phone. Hey, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. And I could tell this nigga was not an expert in the shit he was talking about. He was just giving me information somebody else gave him. And that shit happens, you know what I mean? I might have gave some information to somebody that somebody else gave me. But that shit often happens.
Sometimes, like, You gotta know your point. Like, I think the hardest thing for some people to say is, I don't know.
Right.
I think it's perfectly defined to not have all the answers. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can fuck around and say some shit and take somebody all the way down the wrong path. You know what I'm saying? You never really know how powerful your words are. You know, right. So you actually do have to be cognizant and mindful of some of the shit you actually say and put out there. Because it can really and truly, like, fuck up and throw out the trajectory of some people's life. Let me give you an example. This shit pissed me off. Pissed me the fuck off for all of last week, right? So let me give you guys the background, like, of this shit, right? So a close friend of mine, they just recently moved to the area that I'm in, right? And I was one of the first people that they became friends with. So one day I saw them at work and they were just looking very disheveled and disgruntled and shit. I was like, damn, what the fuck wrong with you?
A hard life out there.
Yeah, they look rough as fuck. Like, I was like, I don't normally like call out people for their appearances and shit. I was like, damn, bro, what the fuck wrong with you? And it was like nothing. Then they text me and they told me, like, oh my gosh, my friend passed away last night and shit. I was like, oh damn, let me take you out to dinner. We can go ahead and talk about it, right? Took him out. We talked to them. They, you know, they did what they had to do and then boom. So this same person texts me a few days ago, right? And they were like, oh my gosh, Dill, I'm crying my eyes out, blase, blase. Normally, like, when they say they're crying their eyes out when they text me and shit, I thought they're joking about something, right? And I was like, so who the fuck is you talking about? Like, what you crying for? I thought it was a joke. And then they text me back, it's like, never mind. And then,
bro,
like,
you're so insensitive.
Hey, listen, I literally just asked, what are you crying about? You know what I'm saying? It was a very, very sincere moment. Like, what are you crying about? I really genuinely wanted to know. And I followed up with the text message after that, like, nah, for real. Like, I was serious. Like, what are you talking about? And they were being like, nah, you wasn't trying to blah, 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 blah. Then I texted them a few days later. I was like, are you good? Like, I'm really concerned about, like, what's going on. And it's like, don't text me because you really didn't care at that moment. And I was upset because, like, I honestly cared. Like, I honestly went out of my way to fucking talk to you and try to figure out what's going on. But then I realized that, you know, sometimes to some people I have a powerful voice and it really resonates with them. This one person, you know, the one thing that I said really resonated with them and it really affected them and it just, like, throughout the whole entire trajectory.
So you can't be doing stuff.
No. If somebody
ever takes you that they're crying,
no.
What you supposed to say?
But
is,
this person's always calling me and texting me, complaining and shit.
Is everything okay? Is there anything that I can do?
That's not me, bro.
First thing you gonna ask?
Listen.
What are you crying about?
Yeah, what you like? honestly thought it was a joke. Like some like one of the coworkers left. So a team member wasn't there to help him out or some shit like that, and they were just alone. I was like, nigga, tighten up.
This nigga said what?
But I still. But this is still speculation. I never like I haven't even talked to them since to like actually clarify was this it. This is what I'm assuming though. By the way, they reacted.
They text you back since.
They texted me back, but I didn't text them because I was like, nah, this bad disrespectful, bro. Like, man, you got to draw the line somewhere. Yeah, like,
you got to throw the line.
Yeah, man, you can't let people just come at you reckless, like all types of willy nilly and shit.
I feel
that. We can have this conversation in person, but nah, we ain't about to do this over text.
I feel that. But you got to be a little more sensitive to people's feelings. You know what I mean? We have a lot of amazing women in this world, and sometimes they need to be nurtured and taken care of.
Yeah.
But fuck all that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. But fuck all that shit. You
fuck all that.
But nah, though, that's crazy. I feel that, though. I feel that. I definitely feel that. Anytime somebody ever call me or tell me they're crying, I tell them I'm going to call them right back so I can prepare my mind. Because some things, like dead ass, like, some things I just can't wrap my head around.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I got to get a second, like, all right, I got to make sure I don't laugh because I be laughing by dumb shit. Like, if I'm awkward or even if I'm sad or some shit makes me sad, I laugh. So people are like, Clee, what the fuck you laughing at? But like, honestly, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation. Yeah. The situation isn't funny. But it's
so,
it's so
bizarre that it's just like, you can't, like, you're either going to do one thing, you're going to cry, you're going to smile about it. Like, just laugh the situation off because it's just so surreal, you know?
So I got to be like, yo, I'll call you right back. You know what I mean? Let me gather my head so I don't make you feel any type of way.
Yeah.
Or if they text me, I give a little second, but hey, like, everything okay? Anything I can do? You know what I mean?
I'm starting to do that with my text. I should start doing that with my calls
and
shit.
I
need to start doing it when people call me and be like, dude, you got a second? Let me go get a second real
quick.
Let me go grab a second.
I'm going to call you right back.
Let me call you right back. Let me go grab a second. and then we're going to get back.
I ain't got no head on me right now.
Really need to be doing, because somebody was called me out on that shit the other day. It's like, yo, like, there's something like seriously wrong with you, because you really don't, like, I mean, I show emotion around certain people, but like most people is just like, I'm just gonna brush that shit off and just laugh at the situation. Like, you'd be some really foul shit, crazy shit, I'm gonna just laugh. I was like, yo, you need to check yourself, because like, you just over here smiling shit when everything's not cool.
Man, motherfuckers be, man, I don't even be dealing with a lot of people recently, but like, people just, like, if somebody come to me with some sad shit, or if even I'm in some sad situation shit and I start laughing and shit, like, people really get, like, gung-ho over it. Like, yo, Clee, that shit not funny. And then it makes the situation so much worse because I'm like, bro, I'm not even laughing at that. Like, I'm not laughing at you. Like, I'm really sentimental to what you got going on. But the fact that it's sad makes me laugh because I just conditioned my body to not be sad and stress over stuff like this, so I gotta laugh about it. You know what I mean? I'm laughing through the pain. Just
laughing
at my
through the pain.
Laughing through the pain. But that shit definitely comes off wrong every fucking time.
Every single
time. Like, it hasn't come off right one time. Like, I think only one time in my life I've laughed at some sad shit and the person laughed with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I
like,
ain't never had
Clee,
that shit.
Like, that shit's
that
not
person
funny,
might be crazy
just
than
cause
you,
you laugh.
That person might be crazy than you, dog.
Facts. That's big facts. That's big facts. Yeah. You know what I mean? But even with that being said, what do you feel as if it's the best advice you've ever given somebody?
The best advice that I've ever given somebody. My favorite phrase is just, man, stick your dick out there, bro. Like, for real. Like, a lot of people just come to me and they become with some complex, some complex shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, super duper intricate. Like, they thought about this thing for like 30 hours, you know what I'm saying? And they expect me to give them some elaborate, like, response to be like, yo, this is exactly what you need, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you need to do with this. I'm like, bro, like, 99% of the things I do, I really don't plan out in life. I literally just jump out the window. Worst thing that can happen is that I can fall, but I'm never going to lose the position that I was recently at.
Facts.
So that's why I feel like, just stick your dick out there and just do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're resilient and you're strong and you actually committed to what you're thinking about doing, is the worst thing that can happen is it doesn't manifest, but at least you tried.
I feel you.
What's the best advice you ever given?
The best advice I can honestly say I've ever given is, shit, don't worry about that shit.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah.
Life goes on, my guy. Like, don't worry about that shit. Your life goes on. Like, if you still breathing, you're not dead, that shit gonna pass. Just eat right.
Yeah.
Drink a little water. Keep running. You know what I mean? But I've been sitting through some, like, financial coaching, like, classes and, like, financial literacy classes and stuff. And the biggest, what they tell people all the time, and I kind of keep it on my head, like, and I be forgetting sometimes. Like, this week, I definitely be forgetting. But what they tell people all the time is don't take advice from people that's not living your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's the fucking truth.
Don't
right there,
take advice from nobody that's not living your dream. And that goes back to another one that somebody has said in the past. I don't know if I read it online. Somebody famous said it. But don't take advice from people that's not richer than you. Like, that shit makes no fucking sense. You know what I mean? So I hold those two big things, like those two big statements above a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me advice, and I ain't gonna take your advice if you're not living or doing the shit I'm trying to do exceptionally well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna take your advice. Like, don't even give that shit to me. And if your bag ain't bigger than my bag, like, I'm definitely not taking advice from you. You know what I mean? You can talk all you want, but I'm not taking advice from
them. Yeah.
And that comes from any sense of pleasure, damn, fucking financially, fucking physically, fucking anything, you know what I mean? Like, bro.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm starting to realize now. It's just like, some people do give advice, but some people honestly can't because they haven't seen the same shit you have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're moving on new levels and new shit, you got to have new perspectives and stuff.
Definitely.
You don't have to, like, you can still talk to these people about things, but there's just some things that some people won't understand. You know what I'm saying?
And they try to.
Yeah, they try to. They really try to. They truly, honestly, but sometimes it just doesn't work out, and that's perfectly fine.
They definitely try
That is
to.
Perfectly fine. Like, and that's where you have to come in and be like, honestly, I don't know. You have to be real with yourself.
I don't really know, bro.
Yeah. What's the best advice that you ever received?
The best advice I would feel as if I've ever received would have to be, keep going. A white lady I used to work with, a white manager I used to work with told me to keep going. Like, a lot of people are going to be intimidated by me just because I am who I am. Just keep going. You know what I mean? That has to be the best advice I've ever received. And I'm going to say that because black people don't even give good advice. Like, no knock to our people. But I'm going to say that just because black people don't even give good advice. Like, them motherfuckers be down reaching and shit. But I'm going to say that because that's the best advice I feel as if I've ever gotten. It was from a white lady that I used to work with and for, and she just told me to keep going, man. And that's biggest thing. Cause sometimes, if you know me, like, I'm gonna try my best to keep going, but sometimes, man, I'm gonna start doing something else too. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
So I definitely gotta keep going. I gotta keep my head down and keep pushing. You know what I mean? So I would say that. I would definitely say that. What about yourself?
I have two things that really resonate with me. It's really, really just like working out for me right now in this current space of life. My dad always said, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Facts.
And that, honestly, I never really realized that until, like, recently or whatever. So now, like, say what you mean and mean what you say. Like, really don't just put nothing out there unless you really gonna stand by the shit.
Right.
And secondly, somebody just told me, so what? I was talking to them about all this shit that was going on in my mind and in my head and shit. And they just said, so what? For real. And I was like, and then they put it into perspective, like, I put so much emphasis on caring about this other shit.
Somebody about, like, literally just like, you're so fucking what?
So what?
I would never talk to that person again.
Nah. It was a real ass conversation. It wasn't something where it's like, so what? Like, don't talk to me again. Okay. It was something like, so what? Like, you're doing all this, but what the fuck is the worst that's gonna happen?
I've told people so what before. Yeah. Like, just somebody, like me telling somebody some shit, I'm like, bro, so what?
Yeah.
I'd be pissed the fuck off. Like, bro, don't come at me like that. Yeah, that's disrespectful shit. And shit, I chop you in your fucking throat, bro.
Yeah.
But that's good advice too.
Like, it's real. It's like,
so what? Like, you're right though. Like, I feel like I live that life. Like, so fucking what? Like,
so what?
If I die today, so fucking what?
Yeah. As long as I go out on top.
As long as I go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang with 100 red Cadillacs.
I was like, oh, they're bang. Long as everybody throw me on Instagram, like, yo, remember
exactly,
my dog,
Clay. Exactly, bro.
But yeah, dead ass, though, man. I think that's the toughest thing. And even, like, in business wise, I think we got to keep shit flowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we got to take care of our own. Like, Fuck all that advice shit, yo. Stop asking niggas.
Yeah, that's advice. One thing, man. Stop like, giving stop advice. Stop relying on advice. Stop literally right. doing all this other
If you
shit.
Do anything, bro, fucking understand, bro. Don't yeah. give advice. Don't try to rationalize the shit. Don't try to take advice, bro. Understand. Somebody telling you some shit, understand.
Yeah.
Ask questions to understand and keep that shit to yourself. Don't tell nobody else the motherfucking business. Don't try to ask nobody else to go back and tell that person, bro. Understand that shit for yourself because they came to you to talk to. Like, stop all that extra shit.
And stop watching all them goddamn YouTube videos. Some goddamn self-help YouTube videos, bro. You guys got to realize these motherfuckers get paid to put this shit out, bro. This is literally some of these people's job, full-time jobs, is to get paid to give it fucking general-ass advice to people who just looking for help.
Son, get off that fucking internet and make some fucking
exactly,
money.
Exactly, man. It fucking exactly.
If you on that phone, you ain't making no money, son. You wasting your fucking time. Get off that fucking phone.
Exactly, man.
Always on that damn phone.
Nah, but for real, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll be giving Monday motivations every Monday.
Oh, shit, man. That shit's hilarious, though. But shit, man, what else, man? Like, what else been going on?
It's almost time for NBA.
True, it is almost time. NBA YoungBoy dropped a new EP too, and that shit.
Bro, NBA YoungBoy is so fucking problematic, bro. Like honestly, man, I'm at the point now. It's like I love rap music, but come on, you got to draw the line on some of these people. Well, NBA YoungBoy is one of the most problematic motherfuckers out there, yeah.
Boy, YoungBoy is the fucking YoungBoy out of all the new rappers. YoungBoy is the best one,
and the most problematic.
He the realest nigga.
Realness does not mean he's not problematic.
He getting that shit done by himself too.
He's doing a lot of problematic shit. By
like what?
You ain't see his motherfucking little girlfriend have a black eye every other motherfucking day.
She said her daddy did that shit.
She fucking. We had this nigga whooping her ass on fucking camera.
Hey, bro.
This nigga.
Girl said the water jumped out the pot.
Oh, come on, bro.
Come on, she bro. Said her daddy did it, bro.
Bro, this dude is 16 years old with 12 kids.
My guy learned this lesson. He be rapping by love. Nigga, love that girl.
Nigga, what?
He love that girl.
Bro, that nigga is problematic as fuck. He's more problematic than Tekashi in my
He
presence.
Is a little problematic because he was on stage, but he was at some place performing and somebody tried to take his shoe. He did yoke off kind of hard. But you know what I'm saying?
I've been thinking, like, what the fuck be going on behind closed doors, bro?
And if you're doing this shit, nigga.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit no more.
You're a real nigga. Ain't nobody real like this nigga, yo. I fucks with YoungBoy. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. I fucks with YoungBoy.
But Lil Kodak is out of jail.
Kodak trash.
Don't be the Lil Kodak is out of jail. And
Lil trash.
It looks like he's going on a straight and narrow now.
Lil trash.
Why do you think Lil Kodak is trash?
He's whack as fuck.
How? How? Have you even listened to him?
Yes, he's trash, bro.
You listen to Project Baby too. You ain't listening to that Project Baby. If you listen to that, then you'd be like, alright,
I didn't because I can't take that nigga voice. That nigga so whack.
Oh man. Kodak is fire.
That nigga trash, man. You know what I mean? Out of all them young boys, man. NBA. It's the realest nigga out there. All
right, let's actually break this shit down. Who's the top young boys? All right, we got...
Top? You talking about as far as numbers wise, or talking about like...
Nah, I don't give a fuck about numbers. Talent, bro. Talent trumps all.
Young boy. I'm going to give it Uzi. Uzi be number
Uzi
one.
Uzi is fucking... Yo,
I give it Uzi number
yo,
one.
Yeah, we got to protect Lil Uzi at all costs, bro.
I'm going to give Uzi number one. As far as street shit, I'm going to give NBA young boy. I've started to like Lil Baby, so I'm going to throw Baby in there.
I haven't really listened to him yet.
I've started to like Lil Baby. I'm gonna put YBN, Amir, and Cordae up in there.
I haven't listened to Cordae, but Amir, the nigga with the dreadlocks, that nigga fire.
See, but if you listen to Cordae, you're gonna think Amir kind of trash.
Okay.
Like, cause Amir, like, I'm gonna be straight up with you. Amir is like,
he's like the,
like Quavo.
Quavo, he's a Quavo.
He's hype, okay. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna give Cordae, take off lyrics, but he really like, what's the other nigga name? Offset, you know what I mean? But Cordae lyrics off the chain, you feel what I'm saying? Like, so I'm gonna put them boys in there together. My number five, I would have to say, just young boys. I'm gonna have to say, I downloaded somebody's shit recently. Let me see who I got in here. I don't know who.
That
who.
Day, the person who you put the song for at the end of last week.
Lil TJ, that was the first song I ever heard
that
of.
That was his fire. I went back and listened to all that of his stuff. That was the
first song I ever heard of that
I
nigga,
went back and listened to all of that, and it was actually pretty fire.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the first song I ever listened to that shit.
What about Juice like, WRLD? Do you listen to Juice WRLD?
Trash, bad. Trash.
I'm in that my black bins.
That nigga garbage can.
Doing cocaine with my black friends.
Trash, bad.
Oh,
I'm going to throw another lyricist in there. A lot of people don't even know about it, but I'm going to throw Nick Grant in there. Nick Grant and Osman Benjamin in there.
Because
them niggas be talking about that real shit.
Yeah, you going off the deep end.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw them in there. Man, they throw off that real shit. You feel me? They be speaking that real shit. So I'm going to give it to them boys. You know what I'm saying? But Juice WRLD, ass. Damn. Lil Pump, low-key ass. Smoke Perp, ass. Them niggas just hype.
I honestly like Lil Pump energy, bro. I don't know why.
I like his
I don't like, he, like his music. He really doesn't talk shit about shit, anything, but I can honestly just ride and listen to this shit and get hyped.
True.
I honestly can do that.
You're right. My niggas ain't got no bars, though. I think YBN Cordae is next up because just straight off lyrics, that nigga is bananas off the shit. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to go check him out.
He dope, man. So I'm going to get that down. But like you said, like you was about to talk about basketball season. That shit coming up. Football season about to start next week. Shoot, college football starts this week.
I'm hyped for college football.
You know what I mean? Like, college football starts this week. Who you got?
It's still going to be the same top four, bro. Well, at least top three. Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia, bro.
I think Clemson's going to fall off this year.
I don't think Clemson's going to fall off, bro. I think they're going to slip a little bit, but they got a pretty decent class coming in.
They do.
They have pretty solid. So they'll slip off and still get in the playoffs.
They do.
They still fall off and get. They may not win a national championship, but they're definitely going to be in the playoffs. Honestly, Georgia can take it all. Honestly, Georgia can honestly knock
Bama
off Alabama.
Got it again. They're going to figure out what they're going to do with Tail and my boy.
I think because the coach from Georgia like groomed and bred and bled from Alabama, so he knows all the tricks.
True.
I was actually watching a whole entire video on this shit. Like this motherfucker was like. He probably could have been coaching Alabama. Nah, I ain't gonna go that far, but he was nice as fuck down there. He was nice as fuck while he was there.
That, but like a lot of people don't know and a lot of people understand. You know what I mean? When you a part of that regimen, you leave and you take it somewhere else. They successful. You know what I'm saying? You part of that Alabama regimen.
Yeah.
Take that shit somewhere else. You a part of that damn Patriots resume. Take that shit somewhere else in Florida. You a part of that. Spurs, Celtics resume. Take that shit somewhere.
You just
get
slide
the
Spurs, isn't it?
You on the Popovich team, nigga. You leave the Popovich team, you going somewhere to be successful.
Oh, man.
If you studied under Popovich, well, you going somewhere to be successful. You just studied under Bill Belichick, you know what I'm saying? Like, you going somewhere to be good. That's all it is to it. It's going to be interesting football season.
Yeah,
man.
It really is.
And I don't even want to support it just because of Colin Kaepernick, but I done got into a few. Few little
I don't know what it is, but I just don't like the NFL like at all. I love college football. I can sit and watch college football all day.
Live,
yeah, but NFL is just like this shit is so dry.
If NFL developed the customs or like the like college as far as like a fan section
and all that shit,
it'd be lit.
They don't really have too much like sideline coverage and shit. It's basically just like what scandals the players are going on through the week and then the game. That's literally, they don't have, like, any type of thing to connect you. Unless, like, you're absolutely committed to a team.
Right.
There's really nothing to it. And if you're a Panthers fan, you ain't got shit, so.
They might be good this year. Panthers might be straight this year, man. They projected to be at the top. You know what I mean? But.
I think Cam going to be camming, bro.
They might bring it out this year. I got faith in them boys this
Cam
year.
Cam going to be camming,
this year. They look pretty good. So I'm over and over with that. You know what I mean? So, we touched on a lot of little current event stuff. So, we probably gonna cut it off here. What you thinking?
I think that's cool with me.
You know what I'm saying? My Cleese corn ain't been popping lately. Because I ain't really been promoting it either. So, I'm gonna try to get that back popping.
Yeah.
How you feel about the deals there a little week?
Yeah, listen. All right. Let me go ahead and let y'all know about this. From the point I said deals L of the week, I literally got a consistent L every single day. So, I realized, you know what I'm saying, the power of the tongue. Whatever you put out there is definitely gonna come back out. So we gonna discredit that. I'm gonna give y'all a
W of the week.
Now we're gonna do W, but we're gonna do something that I want to happen this week. I need $1 million. All right, this is episode number.
This is episode number. God damn, I need $1 million for real. I do need $1 million, but this is episode number 9.
And we gonna call this John.
Don't take advice from people that.
Don't talk to strangers, bro.
Don't take advice from strangers.
Don't take advice from strangers. That works. That's what we're going to do.
And we signing out.
Check out.
Check me out.
There's a place you hold, I left behind. I'm finished. Since you took your time, you should know why I'm quitting. The secrets are hide, I do nothing. You'll always deny we're going in circles, but I'll override the beat when I, but I burn inside. In the back of my mind, I hear nothing. Keep this feeling alive, I've been nothing now. Then I'm in my right. Anything I left behind, don't be nothing now. Baby, but it ain't no use. I ain't gonna sit here with your boo.